Guys, guys, do you think I'm a bit weird? Do you think I'm a bit Daffy?
You're kind of the Daffy to my Bugs Bunny.
I hate you. I guess that ties into everything. Am I greedy? I want money for some weird reason, even though I'm a duck and I probably wouldn't have any concept of capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is he so fucking greedy? Is he gonna? What is with all these fucking ducks and money?
I don't know.
Ducks love money.
They want to fuck the money. Money.
They want to swim in money.
Masturbate. They masturbate with dollar bills. I guess. I don't know, with their weird corkscrew dicks.
That was a very strange
part of DuckTales, the video game. Yes. Also a Capcom game. Hey, Rusty, do you want to fuck Scrooge McDuck?
No, of course not. Also, did you think...
Now, Magic of Dispel, though.
Yeah, Magic of Dispel. Now you're talking my language. No. Did you think on the NES game, the thing that was he was jumping off...
Was his dick? Corkscrew dick?
Is that what you thought?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a
ogre
stick.
That was actually a cane, guys. Did you know gaming? Did you know gaming? But that wasn't actually his dick. That was Kane.
Game theories told me it was his dick.
Hey, here's a game theory. What if Mega Man had a dick and we just couldn't see it because of sprite technology?
Isn't that a PBS Idea Man video?
No, PBS Idea Man would be like, how is Mega Man redefined gender?
Now, you know who my favorite Mega Man villain is?
Who?
Dice Man.
Dice Man would be a great villain because he would summon his wife and she would fly around the room and whine to Mega Man and be like, Mega Man, why won't you put out any other games? Mega Man!
Mega Man, why are you killing all the robot masters?
Mega Man, we always killing little animals like the fuzzy robot bunny.
What do those leafs do, Mega Man? I don't get it.
Why did you go for Metal Man first? Well, that's the one you're supposed to do, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Mega Man, why'd you go for fucking Flame Man first? I'm cursing now. I've gotten more independent since I've assumed this robotic form.
I should probably watch this movie at some point, huh?
What movie?
Mega Man.
Mega Man's not a movie. It's a video game. You can put it in your NES or your fucking butt.
The Adventures of Horde Mega Man.
There's the Ruby Spears Mega Man, but that's more of a...
Ruby series. Rod Mega Man? What?
Yeah, yeah, Ruby Rod Mega Man. Chris Rock's Mega Man.
Oh, that'd be good.
It was his directorial debut. It was supposed to be huge. I never really caught on like they wanted it to.
Hoof.
Welcome, everybody, to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. This week, we have a returning guest... A man we've come to know and love. He was once our number one fan, but now he's our number one friend. Robbie, welcome on to the show again.
Welcome back, Robbie.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, and I'm not glad that you made me watch that Sonic Boom episode, but...
We'll get to that later, but we said we were going to have an hour-long cuck discussion, a cuck discussion, and then we lied and made him watch Sonic Boom instead, which is worse than a cuck in many, many circles.
It's kind of a cuck in a way.
It's kind of a dom, actually.
It's more of a dom.
Yeah, it's like being figged.
It's kind of like in Pokemon, there's the cuck type, and then the cuck type beats the dom type, and the dom type always beats the fin dom type. It's really complicated.
Yeah.
But, you know, the dom gym leader, the boy alive.
Isn't that just Sabrina?
Yes.
It's basically Sabrina.
Sabrina,
right?
Man. Woof. Woof. Those early Pokemans, man. What's up,
poke me, man.
I put red 2 up my butt and made it spicy. What does that mean? This week, I'm pushing my new lifestyle choice, which for what is to us, I have a new persona, Hatsune Mike. I forgot to mention that, everybody.
Who we've mentioned on the show like a million times.
Yeah, well, no, he was a character, and now I've just fully embraced it. Now he's become part of me.
Yeah.
You bought a wig, so now you've embraced.
Yes. I've embraced the Hatsune Mike part of myself. Even though I think Alan in the past was Hatsune Mike.
You were Super Sonic Craig, weren't you?
Yeah, I was Super Sonic Craig.
Alan, you have to make a Sonic Craig costume.
I don't.
I think it'd be very fitting.
I don't think I want to. I don't like Sonico anymore.
Just wear headphones around. Yeah.
Sonico made me throw up a lot, and I don't like her.
For a lot of reasons. Do you not like the fact she doesn't have a nose? That's my main problem with her.
I don't like the fact that she wears those fucking headphones all the time. And I don't like the fact that I drank so much moonshine that I
what do you think
blacked out and threw up.
Do you think she's listening to, like, ASMR with those on.
She's listening to Sleep With Me the entire time because she's always falling asleep. Yeah.
Shout out to Dearest Scooter, man. We got to get him on the podcast.
Scooter, please. Isn't he a goat man now, though?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I haven't really been tracking. Is he watching Breaking Bad still?
I don't really know. I don't know what's going on.
For the first time ever, I'm going to explain our references. Me and Alan listened to a podcast with a man named Scooter as the host. And Scooter whispers until you fall asleep, and he'll tell strange stories in ASMR style about, like, being a goat man, being a horny goat man, being a normal goat man.
Just all kinds of goat men.
Kanye West and dancing for the gods. Yes.
Stealing Kanye West's laptop, taking the beats off of it, and using it to dance.
I would say Kanye West is the goat man, though.
He's the greatest of all time, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, he does have a PhD.
Yeah.
Pretty huge dick.
Yeah. And he's a powerful man, and we haven't had a... Have we talked Kanye recently?
Not recently, but he's
recently
kind of
taken the video game industry down barehanded, forced everything to change. Saw the Dreamcast 2 he's helping fund and launching.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to stop all these microtransactions and
stopping
games.
These microtransactions and bringing it back to a beautiful time. And he's actually he's teaming with Sega to get his own kind of like like Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, the arcade game, not the crappy home console game. He's trying to get his own one of those.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really good, actually.
That'd be awesome.
Do you think he's making Mario Maker levels?
I think so, definitely.
I'm pretty sure he is, because I remember that one time, that one interview, he said when he was a kid he tried to make a game that was like Mario, but you played as a penis and the ghosts were vaginas.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think this seems, Mario Maker seems like something he would like.
Yeah. No.
Wait, okay. So. By ghosts, he meant like booze. So, like, if you look at, like, if your penis looks at the vagina, it just stops.
I've read enough doujinshi.
I guess,
and
it turns
booze
invisible.
Suck mean dick.
I don't know. I don't really know what. I don't really know why that's the direct analog he made there. But okay, it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's okay.
Anyway, who am I to question a true art?
What do you guys feel about like Luigi's Mansion when he
when he's sucking on those vaginas? Yeah.
Yeah, sucking on those ghost vaginas. What do you think about that metaphor?
My favorite part in Luigi's Mansion is when one of the ghosts is being sucked up and it goes, "He suck me." And then it gets sucked up.
Yeah, it stops and it looks at the camera and says, "He suck me."
Hey,
and then Dr. Egad says, "Creepypasta." And then photorealistic cum comes out of Luigi's dick.
Yeah. Speaking of photorealistic, we saw some real violence this week.
Did
fucking brutal shit in a little thing we call Lucha Underground.
Oof.
I got fucked up this week. This shit was brutal, it was intense, and it was unexpected.
Once again, it was an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. Son of Havoc Jr., or what is his name?
Son of Havoc.
Yeah, Son of Havoc. There's no real Jr. when you're already the Son of Havoc.
Mm-hmm. Kind of redundant.
Yeah. He came in. He was like, "I want to fight mano a mano, man versus man. I'm tired of, you know, treating people like I'm tired of not being able to treat others like lesser, to hide my own incompetencies and feelings.
I'm a horny lumberjack. I demand respect."
And he also revealed he wanted to be a country superstar or something. I don't know.
He wanted to move to Nashville and become like go play in the Grand Ole Opry or some bullshit.
Fuck his cousin or something. That motherfucker.
Fucking go jerk off in Graceland or something.
jerk off to Elvis Presley. That racist. Fuck.
Fuck him.
Yeah, and then who comes out but
Escarlata Pimpinella?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
That was the best.
Yes, the Queen of the Ring.
Queen of the Ring.
A warrior.
This drag RuPaul, the RuPaul of wrestling, I would say.
Which in a way, if RuPaul goes back, as we know, RuPaul believes she's Sonic, or he's Sonic. Oh my god, I'm in trouble. my bad. Okay, reset. He said that he's basically Sonic the Hedgehog.
That is true. RuPaul said he said Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, and basically this guy kind of hails from that same Sonic the Hedgehog tradition of taking the power and elegance and grace of Sonic, but applying it to a different field than saving the world and more just competition.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we all can't save the world.
And stopping evil in this form of this horny racist lumberjack.
This horny racist lumberjack who... And his girlfriend, Evil East, Ibelisse.
She's got these shredded leather pants.
Yes, she just, for some reason, she can't afford new leather pants. And it's at this point, it's getting annoying.
Like, nobody wants to sell pants to these awful racists. They don't let them in the stores.
Exactly. And we, I finally put out some speculation I've had in this past. I think the racists from Monster Musume are based off these two.
It's true.
It seemed like it.
It has to be.
They were so full of hatred.
They gotta be.
If you want more info on the racists from Monster Musume, we've got 12 podcasts all about that kind of shit, so check that out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the racists were in like 4 or 5 of those episodes.
I feel like they were around a lot just because
I think
there
might have been in every episode. They were like lurking in the background if you freeze framed it.
You know, just kind of like privilege. Privilege is, you know, distributed weirdly and it's everywhere and well,
mm-hmm. And mostly Monster Musume.
Yes, mm-hmm. Mostly Monster Girls and straight, mm-hmm. You know, and none of us straight white males get our hands on it. It's fucking brutal.
Mm, speak on that.
Yeah, the fucking millennials, everybody gets a fucking
My millennial pledge is that I'll beat up horny lumberjacks.
Yeah, these fucking millennials have to beat up the lumberjack. That's mm-hmm, my millennial pledge.
Lumberjacks are just the ultimate baby boomer job. Yeah. I'm the greatest generation. I climb trees and drink maple syrup.
It's like, fuck you, old moldy oldie. My millennial pledge, I'm going to make a tech startup that fucking lists off all the fucking trophies these millennials are getting for free.
My millennial pledge is I'm going to make an app that that lets you, it's crowdfunding, but for FinDom.
Yes. And that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
So everybody pays in for the larger FinDom, and then what are the stretch goals? Like they'll stretch their anus out more.
Watch it.
No. So what you do is you a dom has some sort of campaign, and they're like, pay me money and I'll fucking dom you, and then you set backer rewards. So it's like you pay me money, and then like I'll like you pay me more money, and I'll like just say more mean things to you.
Yeah. Or you'll shoot she'll start drinking champagne straight out of the bottle and then spitting on you with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
anyway,
if they reach
that
the goal,
didn't happen
then,
in the match, but it would have been cool if it did.
It would have been cool. Yeah. So it things look dire for a while, but then who comes out but Masquerita Sagrada,
yes.
Who chases Ibelisse around the ring once again.
Once again. She's terrified of him.
She's terrified of Masquerita.
Ability, like, he's
then
like
at the end,
Dio from JoJo's. Just
and then at the end, Escarlata kisses horny lumberjack, and he's disgusted and is like, ugh.
His heteronormativity is his downfall. You know?
Mm-hmm. Two-het.
Two-het. He should start reading Dynasty scans because they warn of that. Anyway.
Yes.
So, and then we jumped right into, Mil Muerte versus, Cannon Fodder.
What was
Dead
his
Man.
Name again?
We'll never know.
What was his name, Robbie? You said his name more times than anybody else, and I can't remember what it was. It was something B.
Famous B.
Famous B.
The
and
B
famous
is for Bryant.
Yeah, Famous.
He was wearing the Lakers fucking Speedo.
Yeah. And by the end of the fight, he was famous mincemeat because he had just been ground into dust by
Mil Muerte's. Killed him like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't even funny.
Man.
It just felt bad for him.
Yeah, I loved it a lot, actually.
Because his soul got drained by Christina. What's her name?
Katrina.
Yeah,
Katrina. Yeah.
And she fucking drained his soul, and now Famous B is dead, and now
she like licked his face and like took his soul.
Yeah, but he didn't have one in the first place because he's a Lakers fan. See, I'm doing this for Robbie.
Yeah, it's good.
Long threes.
Like fucking Seth Boyer. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let's call out Seth Boyer. He was mean to me on Twitter once, and I will never forgive him.
I try to call out Seth Boyer on every
podcast. Seth Boyer, go to Toilet Town and flush yourself down there because you're a fucking piece of shit.
Hey now, you're a toilet.
Hey now, you're a toilet. Seth Boyer, I'm going to do some transformation porn of you turning into a toilet. With Shadow being the top half going, I don't like this much either.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking dirty perv. This might be considered slander, but Seth Boyer is a fucking dirty perv who's attracted to toilets.
Just, if you fuck a toilet, a police officer will stop you.
God damn it. Anyway,
the rest of the show. Sucks.
Man, he needs to be slammed under the fists of King Quena, who slammed Phoenix this week. No.
Dragos, no, Drago, yeah.
Drago.
King Cuerno and Drago.
Yeah, they gave Drago a promo, which was like, oh yeah, Drago's gonna win. He's kind of like a Prince Puma, lower tier Prince Puma.
He was just jiggling his tongue around before the match,
jiggling
flicking
around.
It around.
He's saying to all the ladies, hey, I eat ass. And King Corno was like, I'm going to eat your ass because I'm a fucking lion on the plains. And I don't have much of a fight in this because I think dragons are very scary. And I also think men who wear deer heads around are very scary.
Entire deer heads.
I wouldn't want to fight either of them, and I wouldn't want to be on either's bad side. So I was kind of like, no matter who wins, we lose.
Mm-hmm.
And King Cuerno won because he used his, I'm assuming his like hunter vision, like in a video game or something. It just struck Drago down. It was pretty rough. It was hard watching.
Yeah, he like grabbed his head in a weird way at the end, and like I think he kind of humped his face at the end.
I was hoping he would give him an ocelot style kiss on the cheek, but that didn't happen.
No, that only happened in the first fight. That was a Mexican good. Taunt.
Mm. Yeah, it was a Mexican taunt.
Yes.
God damn.
There was a thing with Johnny Mundo trying to get his $100,000, and they had to announce a ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
He used the powers of parkour and knocked Big Rick on his ass. Mm-hmm. And then fucking...
Prince Puma showed up, and they started fighting each other.
Yeah, the power duo, the friends of the end, have been split. It's dark shit, if you ask me.
It's very Goku dark. Vegeta shit.
Robbie hasn't watched a lot of Lucha Underground before this. He probably just heard a little bit on the podcast here and there.
Yeah.
But you got a sense out of Prince Puma and Johnny Mundo's relationship. Oh, yeah. It's something me and Alan's best bud ship.
Yeah, basically. Well, we're not,
we're not friends. We're business partners, just like Prince Puma.
I thought I had him for a second. Well, anyway.
Anyway, the main event, though, was Phoenix and Sexy Star versus Pentagon Jr., the fucking weeaboo, and Chavo Guerrero, the horrible poncho man.
Yeah. Vampiro, it was a very good match, but I was hung up on Vampiro's comment that Phoenix is the bird of war. I don't remember it.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think it's more associated with life and death and rebirth.
Yeah. Bird of war, though.
Yeah. Why haven't we seen Mil Muertes fight Phoenix yet?
I don't know. You'd think that they'd be the thematic, like, that'd be, like, the obvious choice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they're saving that for later, but...
I think there's supposed to be a horny astronaut later, though.
The horny astronaut from... Well, aren't all astronauts a little horny?
Basically, they all want to fuck space.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's what The Martian's about. It's about a guy who got left on Mars because he kept on jerking off. He was, like, jerking off while they were...
We have to leave him here.
And all of the... It was crazy how all of the solutions ended with jerking off, but it always worked.
Mm-hmm.
I need this plant to grow. I'll plant some seed. Cum seed.
I'm going to cum on these potatoes.
get them some protein. And then it grew into a beautiful potato family, and he fell in love with it, and he stayed on Mars, they said.
And he fucked these potato golems.
Jeremy Martian, come back to Earth. And he said, nah, man. Earth stinks.
Earth
fuck
stinks.
Trump.
I'm going to fuck these fucking potato broads.
And then it segues into our favorite franchise, Total Recall, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I thought you were going to say Mars Needs Moms.
Mars Needs Moms.
They try sending some horny MILFs to Mars to lure him back to Earth.
He says, no.
No, I'm going to fuck the potato women.
Horny. Anyway, Sexy Star of Phoenix 1. Chavo's fearfulness lost... And Pentagon Jr. he had his mind on his body pillow and his body pillow on his mind, and he just could not fucking handle it.
He's like, I gotta get home and place some orders on Ami Ami.
who do you think he has on that body pillow?
It's like some Sword Art Online bullshit.
Yeah, some like really generic, like terrible anime bullshit. It's also knows my girl. She's so pretty and smart. She has really pretty hair, like me. I'm El Pentagon Jr.
I love Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan's the be all end all.
I love it so much.
And then Sexy Star slamming him and being like, have you ever heard of a little thing called Dog and Scissors? And just like.
She did do like a scissor move on somebody once. They even
she did. It was a flying scissor.
Yeah. The flying scissor. That's my favorite move.
Yeah, based off the dog and scissor. That's
yes.
Her favorite anime. Sexy Star, who's beautiful, and my girlfriend. I wanted to announce that on the show live.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, congrats.
But she's busy right now, but she's going to send us some DVDs and t-shirts.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Tell me, I'm going to get this fucking t-shirts.
Hopefully they don't find out.
Get this fucking t-shirts, Russ.
Okay, I'll get you fucking t-shirts. I guess I'm out of $30. Can I just talk to the listener real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I'm lying. I really want Alan to be my friend. Okay, you guys can start listening again.
Okay, cool. What's up?
You know what's up? A hot and fresh... Oh, new Quillhead's Talk Shop thing. I was about to go into pizza segment, but then I forgot. Alan?
Oh, what?
Do you have any fresh stuff?
Oh, for the Quillhead's Talk Shop bit. Okay, we're still on that. Oh, I tried going to find this Halloween Whopper the last couple days. I don't think they exist anymore, you guys.
Yeah. Personally, I think you're in the mouth of madness.
Probably. There was a million tiny birds all over my car yesterday.
Mm-hmm. After finding out about the grain shit, why would you still want the burger?
I want to see if it's true, and also...
Y'all are fucking wimps. I've been eating bags of black jelly beans since I was 13, and my shit turned so green. And, you know, I never sent any fucking texts, and I've never sent any fucking text to the fucking poison control for like crying my shit was green. That's fun.
Shit's, you know what?
Shit's one time, boring. That's why I play my DS.
My little sister had a Blue's Clues cake when she was like in like second or third grade, and we all ate the cake, and everybody's poop turned blue.
That's fun. I don't.
It was. It was fun. My dad, like, because my dad took a dump and was like, "Hey, everybody, come check this out."
Listen, I'm known to be conservative about my pizza values, and some people underjudge the value of my opinion because of that. Because I'm a little, you know, I'm from the heartland.
I underjudge the value of your opinion for other reasons, but okay.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm from the bread basket, and you know what? We're lucky if our shit turns a little browner than usual or a little blacker. Isn't that more carbon or something, or more iron?
Probably iron.
Yeah, blacker poop is more iron. We barely get that because we're just eating fucking unmilled wheat grains because we can't afford bread in the winter. Anyway, fucking just deal with the green shit, you fucking millennials. You all want a trophy.
I want a trophy for my green shit.
You want a fucking trophy. It's all you kids want. And you don't even. You're looking at your green shit while you're on your cell phone. You can't even.
I'm taking a selfie with it. I have a selfie stick so I can take a selfie when I'm on the toilet.
With your
really cheeses me off, you know? What you kids have that my generation didn't. I'm a 45-year-old man, by the way. Have I mentioned that?
Yes. I think you have. Honestly, you have. A lot.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, my favorite part about the green shit thing was Monty going on Twitter asking everyone else if they had green shit.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And also, the people were actually like, yeah, Monty, I did have green shit. That's not weird that you're asking at all.
I don't like that Monty had a good idea and I didn't. So
I don't like it when Monty has ideas.
Monty, go visit Seth Boyer in Toilet Town. You're a piece of shit.
You're a green shit.
You're a green shit. Ravi, we were supposed to have you on about a couple of months ago about reporting about the Love Live movie. Things fell through. My critically acclaimed, beloved TV show. Check it out. The Public Access Archival Project. It's huge. It's great. It's hilarious. I got busy. Alan was being a real human as well, but you traveled to Nippon, Japan.
Yep.
The beautiful world of the rising sun.
Akihabara, where the beautiful maids.
Yeah, the Wonder Zone, maids. If you will. You
went the to Wonder Zone.
Yeah, you played Wonder Zone there. you played Parodius and then Super Herzog and then that.
Super anyway, Herzog?
No, you're thinking of Herzog Swy. Oh. Super Herzog.
I thought you said Super Herzog. I was like, is that some sort of Werner Herzog video game?
No, you're thinking of Herzog Spy. Anyway, you saw, you went to Japan and you went and saw your idols, figuratively and literally.
Idols. Yeah.
The Love Live girls sing and dance their last song and dance routine.
They're
hanging up their hats.
Question mark?
Question mark?
Not a question mark! Exclamation point.
Oh, it is. Okay. Oh, man.
I cried a lot. That happened.
Wow.
Tell me about the mom content, though.
Yeah, boy. Holy shit. This is a real mom-friendly movie, Alan.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
Yeah. There are lots of moms in this movie.
What was the last good mom movie, though, Alan? Was it Flubber starring R.I.P. Robin Williams?
Flubber was pretty good. I was about to say Mrs. Doubtfire, but...
Alan/Ravi, do you remember the scene where the guy got they played the basketball game but with Flubber?
How could I forget?
Did you like it or did you hate it? Because they felt like they were disrespecting the sport of
b-ball. I loved it a lot because it really
Like, are you saying basketball as of now is boring as shit? And yeah. You need flubber to, you need blood on your fucking face, flubber blood.
Yeah, exactly. Flubber. That's what I'm saying. It's too soft these days.
Now, didn't he marry his computer at the end of Flubber?
Yes, and he had sex with it, and that's hence that is what eventually led into the Bicentennial Man.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so larger. See, a lot of people think all this Marvel shit's good, but
wait, haven't we talked about this before? I feel like we've made the same joke before.
We've definitely made two jokes about Robin Williams fucking something, and then Bicentennial Man being.
I feel like we've talked about the,
but never this union.
Wasn't, I think, and then his ghost later on. Okay, because you know, okay, so Dead Poets Society,
Isn't that the movie where they kill a bunch of poets? Like they go through time and kill fucking T.S. Eliot, Robert.
Yeah,
Frost,
yeah, yeah. That's
Walt
what happens.
Whitman.
Yeah, and
God,
the genie.
What a good movie.
Because he makes a wish from the genie.
Oh yeah.
And that's how he does that.
Yeah, and he fucking he's like, take this fucking.
And then to repent, he becomes Patch Adams.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wait, when does he become? When does?
And learns
where
that
does,
laughter is the greatest medicine.
Where does AI fit into this?
But he's not an AI, is he?
He is an AI. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, who is he in AI?
I'll have to look that up. I don't remember.
I think he's probably the dad from the...
I think, isn't the Bicentennial Man... I don't know.
Bicentennial Man's what happens to... That's the kid of the Flubber. So after Patch Adams, he becomes Flubber. He becomes
R.I.P.
Flubber Man.
R.I.P. Robin Williams. Are we stepping all over his grave? I don't know.
No. This is we're celebrating his works.
Anyway.
And then it becomes more
so the
criminal.
Love Live movie was strong. It was beautiful. And
it was
beautiful.
Heartwarming. Oh my gosh! It was
very
heartwarming.
Who shined the most gloriously on the big screen?
Nico, obviously.
Nico really brought it this time around.
Oh yeah, she brought it, man.
Shit,
she really brought the fire.
I thought you were gonna say Hanayo. Everybody's favorite.
Yeah,
idol.
No, Hanayo. don't fucking say that to me.
It's rice time. What's up?
What's rice time again? Can you explain to me, Ravi?
Rice time is every time, I'm pretty sure. Today was rice time. I don't know what fucking happened on Twitter today, but everyone's talking about
everybody,
rice.
Everybody fucking loves Hanayo.
Yeah,
her fucking rice.
What happened, man?
She just fucking loves that rice.
She wants us to fuck rice.
She wants to fuck rice.
Like, I want to fuck rice. I'm considered a weirdo. I'm considered a creep. And yet, when she fucks rice, it's like fun and games. It's like Funny Games,
Russ,
by Robert Hedges.
Like the movie.
Russ, if you were a cute anime girl, you could do anything you wanted. So as really? Hatsune That's... Mike, you can do anything you want.
God damn, I can kill
if
people
Hatsune,
now.
If Hatsune Mike wants to kill people or fuck rice, he can.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But if the Russ man wants to, people will frown on it. Obviously.
Well,
That's anime
least...
girl privilege.
You know what? There's one person who gets a minute to do whatever they want. That's right, Robin. We're giving you legal right. Legal rights to do whatever you want while we talk about you,
like,
or your life or your activities for 1 minute. It's the Robin Minute, everybody. It's your most popular segment. It's where we talk about a person only I think me and Alan know very well. I don't know. I honestly don't. Robin might have her fingers in a lot of pies.
I follow
she
her on
be
Twitter.
Controlling
now.
Some world governments. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why'd you be so dismissive? Whatever. She's got her own fucking minute. You know, Ravi can be dismissive, but does he have a minute? I've said this in the past. No, he doesn't.
That's true. No.
He has nothing. He has no minutes.
You get no minutes.
You're just like a movie with Justin Timberlake. If you had that clock on your wrist, it'd say zero.
Yeah, once I start this timer. That fucking movie. Once we start this timer, we're just going to talk about Robin and how she's our friend.
You should probably start it now because we've already been talking about her for like a minute.
No, I gotta formally count us down so we all know when to start.
Christ.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. So this is the Robin Minute. Mm-hmm. Robin, she's killing it. Thoughts and feelings, Robbie. How do you feel? Like, I don't know how much you know about her, but like from the portrait we've painted, what have you gotten out of?
I think she seems
out of this experience.
I think she seems great. I think she seems like a shining star among a sea of darkness.
I think she's inspired a lot of good conversation. I mean, we haven't really honestly talked with her very much. Usually we just talk about a cheeseburger Ellen's eaten. But, you know, we could talk about eating ass because you're on here.
Mm-hmm. I refuse. I'm not going to talk about eating ass today. I'm not. I'm
That's
a professional.
Your brand.
Listen, I'm a professional. I don't discuss it on my
That's like me not
don't
talking about
in,
being
don't
sad
do that
or
in
lonely.
Robin's
what
minute,
the fuck?
Either. Don't do it in Robin's minute.
Yeah, you gotta have the Ravi minute. Then I'll talk about it.
No, I'm not gonna give you a fucking minute. Yeah, Robin, Don't let this guy follow you. God damn
block
it.
Him. Soft block
late.
Him.
I already,
soft block him. Soft block him. Soft block him. Oh, there it is.
Too late.
The Robin minute's over. Oh, boy. Well, that was a fun one, though. That was a good Robin minute. We did.
Oh, yeah. No,
we talked talking about cheeseburgers, but we didn't talk about a cheeseburger this time, so I'm pretty happy with it.
I forgot. I forgot to tell you guys, in the Love Live movie, there's a lot of ass eating, and that's why I was crying so much.
Kodoumi ass eating. Yes,
Kodoumi ass eating. There was Nikomaki ass eating. There was lots of Tsubasa ass eating. It was really great.
That's weird.
Tsubasa, like the Japanese goddess. Am I thinking the right thing?
No, you're not. You're not at all.
What is Tsubasa? Who are you, Tsubasa? It's the Japanese word.
That's
for
the
wing.
Lead singer of Arise.
Yeah,
she's
come
the
on,
main
homie.
Girl.
Well,
they ship her
off.
With Hinoka. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Piece of shit.
Come on.
Come on. Okay. This anime DVD.
Come on.
Speaking of something I want to come on, Domino's Ghost Pizza.
Real white pizza, if you ask me.
That's why I always buy the Alfredo pizza so people can tell when I'm at a party.
Russ, you're never invited
you
to any
pizza
of my parties.
But I'm taking my cum pizza to a party, but I'm not invited to a lot of parties.
Russ
so
played
it.
Russ played that game.
One.
Russ played that weird drinking truth game where he says, "Hey, which person besides me is the person most likely to come on a pizza?"
Yeah,
it was Russ.
It was you, Jeremy. Boom, take that, Jeremy. He doesn't listen.
He's okay.
Jeremy doesn't listen. Jeremy, you come on pizza, you motherfucker. Not you, Jeremy. The other, my in real life friend, Jeremy.
You know who else comes on pizzas?
Who?
Seth Boyer.
Yeah, Seth Boyer. What a fucking dirty perv.
Seth Boyer likes to come on a pizza and he stands really far away from it and calls it a long three.
He arranges the pepperonis to look like, who's the hot Lakers guy?
Come on, Shaq. Come on, Russ, you can do this.
Yeah, they Shaq. Get Shaq. He gets a pepperoni sculpture of, or like, caricature of Shaq, and then he masturbates on it.
Do you guys know
he says Kazam? He says Kazam when he comes.
Do you guys happen to know the other Lakers man?
Is it Kobe Bryant still?
Yeah, good job, guys.
Oh,
I'm
happy.
Well, I'm afraid I don't like bringing his name up because I don't know. I just remember he was in a heap of trouble a while back, and I don't know where he is right now or if he might beat me up.
Kobe could be.
Is he the one that wears a scary mask?
No. No one wears
this
scary
isn't
mask.
Funny, that's though,
LeBron.
I don't know.
Does LeBron wear the scary
LeBron
mask?
LeBron wore a scary mask one time.
Hey, LeBron's a Blaze pizza
he
guy. He's
he looked
on
like
our
MF
team.
Doom. It was terrifying.
Yeah, it was great.
LeBron's a Blaze pizza guy. He's on our side now.
Yeah, LeBron's Blaze pizza man.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about that already?
Yeah, we did.
Cool. Okay, great.
We oh, kind of wanted. So, I think we talked about having you on to talk about it, but maybe later.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's too late now.
I want to hear your review, your pizza review crew.
Okay. So I ate two calzones from DP Dough, again, my number one calzone restaurant.
The calzone hotspot.
The calzone hotspot.
The East
the
Coast,
DP,
maybe? Probably
maybe,
not.
I don't know.
Oh, we have one of those also.
You have a DP Dough too?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Double well, penetration dough. Yeah.
Yeah, double penetration dough. It's where they fuck yeah. the yeah, they fuck they the calzones fuck, before you eat them.
Yeah, I tried getting a job there and they're like, can you fuck into like a doughy surface? I said, no, only on top of it. And it's hard, you know. It's hard
yeah, we're not into frittage. No.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, Bukkake. So I had the drop zone, which is breaded chicken, pepperoni, mozzarella, parmesan, and ricotta cheese. It was pretty good. I had a similar one before, the chicken parmesan, which the only difference is this one had pepperoni and ricotta added to it. Pretty good. The combination of the pepperoni and the breaded chicken was really good. I really like that breaded chicken a lot. Mm. Once again, it's kind of light on the sauce inside the calzone, which I appreciate, and it comes with marinara sauce to dip it in. A lot of times my problem with calzones is they're a little bit too soupy or greasy and stuff.
Yeah, that's okay. I was about to say I'm a saucy boy, but then when I think about it, I'd like it on the side. I like to determine my own
I think
sauce
it's I think it's a lot better. I think it's a lot it makes a lot more sense to have your sauce on the side.
Double
like
penetration
a little,
dough, you're killing it. I'm just saying it now.
Like I mean calzones with the sauce in it, like as long as it's like a reasonable amount of sauce is okay. But I think this is maybe a more tenable
solution.
I
think this sauce is the boss.
And then I had the Gobbler Zone, which wasn't really... It's the sort of special Blacksburg,
Hey, that's
Virginia
the one they
only.
Named after me. The Piss Goblins. So.
The Piss Goblin the Zone. Piss Gobbler Zone.
Yeah.
The Piss Gobbler.
It had a pepperoni, sausage, mozzarella, and spices. I don't know what the spices...
The spice must flow. That's for the nerds out there.
Now, they're the same spices that they put in the Twilight Zone, which I mentioned before, which the menu helpfully reminds me is under license from CBS Incorporated.
Is it really? Like
the name of that calzone is from licensed under CBS. They licensed
it? Oh my god. They licensed the name.
Do you think if Justin Griffin and Travis got big enough that they shout out to other podcasts that more people listen to.
They could have a money zone.
They could. I was gonna say an adventure zone. Also,
yeah.
Either one.
See, Alan's weird because he doesn't listen to podcasts. He listens to the ad parts of them. That's all he enjoys.
I only listen to the ad parts because it's never like being to fin-domed. Our show
because we don't have any ads. He mostly wanted it just to record the ad parts. And
Alan thinks the host of the Bombcast is Brett.
That's true.
A small businessman. He's like, where'd small businessman go? Yeah. This is the exciting tale.
Well, see, because the only thing the Bombcast I listen to anymore is I just listened to that Monster Musume ad.
Yeah.
That they did.
And
that
he
one
also
time.
Alan only watches the Super Bowl for the commercials.
So. Yeah. That's true. I love seeing all those funny commercials.
Hey, what if the old lady ate the Pringles too, or the Doritos, or what the fuck? Who cares? Anyway, you liked it. You liked your shit that you put in your fucking body, slowly killing yourself with grease and calories.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it a lot. It was tasty. I bought two calzones, and then I ate half of one. I took half of each of them and then ate it in one sitting, and then I ate the other two halves the next day.
How big are these double penetration calzones?
You can get ones that's 13 ounces or one that's a full pound.
Could I fit one in both my vagina and my butthole, or would I need two?
It depends.
Can't go further with this. How far will you go to save your son? It turns out they're holding my son hostage, and I have to get grosser and grosser unless
you have to shove two calzones, and you have to shove a calzone in every orifice.
Well, that's just a Friday night for me.
But they don't know that.
They don't know that.
You could do it, I think. I think these are pliable enough that you could shove it in whatever orifice you want to.
Yeah. Speaking of shoving something awful into an orifice, I had a screaming Sicilian again.
Oof.
I saw those finally at Target.
They're
once.
Not good.
Oh,
they're
God. So, the first time I made one, I remember commenting on the show and saying the pepperonis were pretty good, but everything else about it was terrible. But I burnt it a little the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to myself, you know, I like the pepperonis. There's quality there. If I actually, didn't burn it or didn't, you know, get it a little dark and charcoaly, would it be better? No, it was actually still, it was kind of worse because the pepperonis didn't cook through as well. So it's like you can't either burn it and get super well-cooked pepperonis, or you get like weird styrofoamy pepperonis.
Is the crust still as awful? And
yes, it's basically a Tony's pizza from fifth grade.
Oh, I hate geez. It.
It's
and
very
the sauce
bad.
Is just as bad. It's also
the sauce gave me heartburn.
Yeah, it's terrible.
They're so much more expensive.
Uniformly
than
terrible.
Like a
and
DiGiorno's
yeah, and they're
also.
Like $7 versus your, you know, your $5.50 for a DiGiorno's pizzeria.
Yeah.
I got one of those DiGiorno pizzerias again.
Not bad.
They're quality.
You know, the sad part is they're all bad, but that one's the most expensive and the worst. What what happened?
It's incredible.
DiGiorno's pizzeria, I would say, is pretty damn good.
I wouldn't go
I think
far.
It's pretty good for a frozen pizza.
Have you had one of those California
that,
pizza
that's
kitchen ones?
A lot.
I've had a lot of different kinds of those, actually. I don't know how to feel about those.
I just think frozen pizza in general is terrible, but I'm also like, there are days I do not like, probably shouldn't spend $10 on a stupid pizza.
You are very conservative with your pizzas, though.
I am.
Yeah, but you'll fucking go get Papa Murphy's.
Yeah, Papa Murphy's is fun, and it's not
frozen. Frozen, but it's like halfway there.
No, it's not. They hand roll that dough and hand it to you.
Mm-hmm.
They toss it themselves.
They could also come on
toss
it,
them off.
That being said, the last time I had a Papa Murphy's pizza, it was not very good.
They probably
yeah,
came
I can't
on
imagine
it.
Why.
Pretty bad.
They probably didn't come enough on it.
Yeah, that's probably it, actually.
Next time I'll put in the notes. Not enough cum.
Not enough cum. I asked for white sauce and then I winked. You should have known what that meant.
God damn it. Screaming Sicilian. I'm probably never going to buy one again. It's just not worth it. Not
good
worth
job.
The money. Robbie, what's your loadout? What you been fucking with.
Right.
What have you been coming on, I guess, is what I probably should.
Oh, yeah, coming on to.
Well, like, what's the equivalent of eating the ass of a pizza? Do you just lick all the...
No,
the,
you
like,
just actually eat the pizza.
You
the
turn it upside
like,
down.
Of, well, no, like, what... Do you lick, like... You know how there's, like, the kind of sandy, like, cooked flour stuff at the bottom of some pizzas?
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
You lick that all off. That's
right, yeah.
What I was going to say is, you know the little... You know the little plastic table they put like in the middle of the pizza to hold everything together?
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of an asshole in a way. And I think you just kind of like
lap around that?
You kind of you put your mouth in the very center of the pizza where that table would be and you just take a bite.
Your mouth around it.
Now you just take a bite out of it so that there's like a perfect hole right there.
That's exactly
and
it.
And then
actually,
that's
Alan.
That's the asshole of a pizza.
Sounds really
yeah.
tough with an extra hot pizza. Do you have to wait a couple of minutes?
Yeah, yeah, you
no,
do.
You do. Well, I mean, you don't have to.
Well, it depends.
It should be a challenge.
Yeah, it depends on how much pain your threshold for pain is.
Well, if there's anybody with a threshold for pain, it's Ravi.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say me, but okay.
Not this week, because I just went to Domino's and got a regular ass pizza. From a
ass pizza.
Yeah, an ass
pizza.
For
you, Alan, pain is pleasure, so it's...
That's true.
That's true.
Doesn't count.
Do you guys have that large pizza, three toppings for $7.99 Monday through Thursday at Domino's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
yeah,
got that.
But you gotta drive and go get it.
That's true, it's carry out.
Perpetually
only,
so. Lazy.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. Actually, I should do it more instead of buying these frozen pizzas, because the frozen pizzas are just uniformly terrible.
I live like right next to Domino's. I don't know why I don't do that all the time. I should just do that all the
just
time.
Just the thought alone,
week.
Like, you yawning at my complaints, like, oh, I don't have to deal with that shit, just makes you sleep.
yeah, Russ, is, your problems
your,
bore me.
Check your privilege.
Your pizza
check
privilege.
Your privilege.
You're rich in pizza, we get it. You're a fucking expert. You're a Harvard graduate in the world of pizza.
I Papa John's is trying to kill me because I'm a revolutionary in the pizza world.
Alan's actually the only one here who has his degree, so I mean
that's true. You know.
So let's all slap Russ around for fucking with his Audacity recording.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking slap your
Ravi,
stupid ass.
We're over long anyway. Just say your review real quick and then.
I put jalapenos on and it was good.
Ooh.
Okay. Ouch. Sounds hot and spicy underneath.
It was good.
The Arizona sun.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say Phoenix sun, but then I realized like I don't. Know if Ravi actually lives in Phoenix or not, or just spiritually embodies the
Listen,
creep.
Russ, if he said Phoenix and Sun that close to each other, I would have just like burst.
Well, he orgasmed, but you finished.
yeah.
He loves basketball, everybody. Like, he gets horny about it. Like, I get horny about
it. He wants to fuck basketball.
Capcom's fighting game girl characters, you know.
Ravi wants to stick his dick inside the hole that they use to inflate basketballs.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And inflate it with his cum.
I thought that was an umbilical cord. I thought basketballs were birthed and they cut it.
Well, that too. They kind of are.
It's kind of like a belly button. It's kind of like fucking a belly button.
If you think about it.
Yeah. Whatever. Sexy. Anyway.
I kind of consider them the sexiest ball, especially compared to the ugliest motherfucking football. Americans love their ugly balls.
Ugh.
Symmetry.
Jeez.
Ugh. You and your American football, it disgusts me. Speaking of disgusts me, Alan, drop some pizza news on me. Something's going to upset me this week, isn't it?
Finnish police are cracking down on criminally cheap pizza.
It's the one percenters again raining down on us people. I mean, the other way around. It's the millennials or whatever. I don't know. Am I conservative or not? I can't even tell anymore.
Well, here's the thing. According to the Twitter handle... and Juta, which Finnish police have verified is real, Finns are now encouraged to report any establishment selling a pie for under 6 euros. Apparently, they're selling these black market or gray market pizza pies because they're not paying taxes on them. So there's a graph in this that says where the police describe how much a whole pizza should cost. One third of the pizza making cost should go to ingredients. Slightly more than a third should cover wages, and 11.5% is spent on value added tax.
We need to contact our boy in the field, LC.
Yeah, we should figure this out.
LC, we're gonna get him on a special investigative report.
Because I don't know about these illegal pizzas. Is this a problem in Finland?
Are they like snuffing that's what you call it when you put something up your nose, right? They're snuffing like pizza sauce, like fuck, that's brutal. You're getting high on this stuff.
Yeah, it's like they're selling these pizzas for too cheap. It's tax evasion. I don't know how I feel about it.
Did you look up that that conversion rate? 6 euros to USD? It's about 7.
How much is that?
It's like $6.81.
Oh. I mean, that's a pretty good pizza, but I feel like you could get one of those here for that much. That's
I feel like Little Caesars. I feel like Little Caesars.
I mean, Little Caesars. That's a fucking racket. Breaking tax laws? Yeah.
That's a fucking racket. They're getting around somehow.
I was going to use this for my third story, but I'll go ahead and skip to it now because it's thematically appropriate. White pizza. Police in Costa Rica bust coke ring linked to New York pizzeria.
Fuck.
Police in Costa Rica arrested 7 men suspected of smuggling several tons of cocaine to the U.S. and Europe, authorities said on Wednesday. They are part of a crime ring linked to Italian mafia, allegedly run out of a New York pizzeria.
It gives Do the Right Thing an undercurrent of espionage, because now I can imagine that Mookie started through the garbage can through the window because he knew that John Turturro was slinging coke.
Yes. Costa Rican bust is related to the March arrest of Italian-born New York City, New York City pizzeria owner Gregorio Gigliotti, who investigators consider the kingpin of the network. 2 months later, Italian police rounded up 13 Italians with links to the organized crime ring for running the European side of the drug ring. And then they got the Costa Rican branch this time, too. There was also, among the Italians arrested was man's investigators have described as his ambassador and courier. He traveled extensively between Italy, the United States, and Costa Rica and set up drug deals. So how does the pizza figure into this?
Huh. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Do you think they're...
I think the pizza was still pretty good.
I mean, laundering money.
I mean, the pizza was still pretty good. Pizzeria owner, but like, what do they...
Why would
do you guys still think it would be pretty good pizza? Like, or do you think they're really just shitting it out? Do you think that's what led people like
I think it's quality pizza.
They just threw a bunch of hamburger meat on this fucking thing. What
you know, like the flour on the bottom of the pizza? I think maybe they just used cocaine.
Oh, I was thinking it could be Parmesan.
Oh, that'd be good too.
They could put Parmesan containers full of cocaine. Now that's a dream of mine.
Mm-hmm. I like that part in Scarface where he just has a big mountain of Parmesan.
Yeah, that's my
favorite. Millennials don't understand, but there was a time when we all dreamed that we would just get Parmesan containers full of cocaine and pour it on our pizza. Now all you want are like sriracha salt, fucking assholes.
Hey, well, you know what, Russ? You know what I'm into as a millennial? Hacks. What? Pizza hacks.
Pizza hacks.
So here's 5 easy hacks.
Is my warranty killed if I pizza hack it?
Some of these definitely, because some of these hacks are actually gross. I'm going to tell you already. 5 easy hacks for turning leftover pizza into today's meal. First hack, pizza lasagna.
I hate it.
You just get some thin slices and put cheese in between it and put it in the oven.
You just stack a bunch of pizzas on top of each other?
Just fucking stack some pizzas up and put some ricotta and Parmesan cheese in between.
I don't know, man.
Pop it in the oven for a couple. Put some red pepper flakes, some spinach. How about pizza croutons?
Sounds fun.
It doesn't sound fun.
I don't think I like this either, actually. You take 2 pieces of pizza, you fold it up, you chop it into little cubes, you put them in the oven for like 350 degrees for 10 minutes so that they get toasted, and then you dice, so you have these little cube croutons, and you just throw them in your tomato soup, is what it says.
Hey, that sounds cool. You guys are so negative on these fucking life hacks.
Russ, of course you think this is cool. This is from the Washingtonian.
That's true.
You can put these croutons in your salad if you want. Now, maybe pizza in a salad might be okay. Pizza croutons in a salad, I can buy. Pizza croutons in a soup sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that sounds pretty bad.
Now, hold on. This pizza nini, I think you might like. It's a panini.
That's a thing that 7-Eleven did a few years ago, was the Pizza Witch.
Pizza Witch.
From 7-Eleven.
They just took 2 slices of pizza and slept.
Sold it as a sandwich, yeah.
You just fold it up as a sandwich. Well, I mean, that seems okay.
That's all
now,
right.
Now, pizza potato cakes, though.
What is going on?
What is this fucking bullshit?
That's hard to. It was called, but by the way, it was called the pizza sandwich.
I don't like that.
That's
the
weird.
Pizza.
I don't like
remember
that.
The pizza.
These like potato cakes—they've crumbled up the crust and turned it into like some sort of breadcrumb coating, and then they put the toppings and mixed them up with potatoes, and then deep fried the whole thing. What is this bullshit?
I don't know.
Oh boy.
I just think you guys don't have any fun in your hearts. You're being the conservative ones here with your pizza volumes.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking put pizza in my soup or make a lasagna.
I moved to Greenwich Village. I don't actually. What's like the bohemian part of New York now?
I guess that probably Brooklyn.
Got a little flat.
Got a brownstone.
Helped gentrify a little bit. Felt a little bit about that. And then started eating some crazy pizza.
Out of a mason jar, you out fucking
mason
hipster.
Jar. Out of a mason jar.
Mason jar pizza, and it was like a sauce-based. And then I had a sriracha sauce-based cocktail. It was to die for. Then I went to an oxygen cafe, and I went a little wild, and I put the oxygen tube up my butt.
Nice.
Why does everything end up in my butt in my stories? I feel like there's some unconscious thing I'm begging for.
You've kind of got like an anal fixation here. I think that's what Floyd would say.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of anal fixations.
Sonic news, views, reviews, and toots.
Shit. Not a lot of news this week.
I got one big story.
Super
rare Sonic the Hedgehog game, once lost, now playable. One of the rare Sonic games of all time is Waku Waku Sonic Patrol Car, an arcade game for kids from 1991. If you weren't in Japan in that year, you've probably never played it. However, the original arcade board has been obtained by a fan and dumped, meaning that with the next release of MAME, pretty much anybody can play it. In this, you play Sonic, who for some reason is a Japanese cop, driving a squad car and keeping his animal buddy safe from Eggman.
I love that squad car.
It looks pretty dope. I don't know how I feel about Sonic being a cop.
I feel like he was trying to clean stuff up from the inside, and he later would learn in other
parts
of the
franchise.
He's like
a Serpico. Yeah.
Maybe he won the national in this game. It sets up the canon, and he wins the national Citizens Bravery Award, and the president gives him a medal, and that's how he knows Sonic so well, and he keeps a photo of him in shadow on his desk.
Look at this dope arcade cart that's looks like they're shaped like a police car.
What if you modified it and just started cruising around in that and started calling it your Pussy Beast? Now that is a ride.
I have a license plate on the back that says Pussy Wagon on my Sonic police car.
God, I'm looking at the picture of the dude who like bought it, and like
he can never move.
He can never move.
Oh, okay. I figure out why Sonic stopped being a cop. Because if he was still a cop when he had to kill Eggman, when he finally does kill Eggman, which will be the end of the franchise as we know it,
he would
have to put him through due process, and Sonic knows that the justice system would
he'd get off.
Eggman has his ways.
He would get he'd, off. He'd be wouldn't he?
He'd so jerk he, off.
Yeah,
yeah.
He would jerk off on Sonic. That he would win the court case and force Sonic to get jerked off on. It's brutal.
That's the legal system.
That's man, the legal American legal system. Up, to any man. To anybody outside of America, it's as bad as you thought. Even worse. 90% of all the cases end up with the victim getting caught. That's not funny. Well, okay. I mean, most cases in America are all civil suits. So, so it's mostly people like, you didn't get my car payment. You didn't help me pay for the car payment, even though you promised to or something.
No, I have to come on you.
No, you gotta come on you.
I hate when that happens.
That's kind
Robbie,
of Robbie,
you've lost a civil suit before?
Yeah. Many
Damn,
of them.
That sounds rough.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because they said, he's like, you told me you'd eat my ass, but you didn't say you needed that good.
Exactly, yeah.
Now you've ruined it for me for the rest of my life.
I could never have as good at ass eating. God damn it. I lost my court case to Robbie on that issue, but the judge sided with Robbie because nobody could ever side with me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry to make things sad again. Speaking of things that make me sad again, boy alive, Sonic Boom, holy shit.
That was awful.
It was a stick-centric episode.
Yeah, it was.
And Sticks got kidnapped by some frogs. Some
horny frogs that live in like an awful tunnel underneath her ass.
And as a YouTube commenter pointed out, you could see under her skirt, they had an upskirt in there, and you saw the orange mange. And I just thought to myself, who is Sonic Boom for? Why are we putting so much time to this character? I'm sure, you know, merch isn't flying off the shelves for. You know, she's just terrible. All of it's terrible.
She's very bad.
For some reason, Amy, instead of using a watch or the communicator that they all fucking have and use all the time, she carries an alarm clock around to fucking remind her of shit. Because they just had a model of an alarm clock?
Yeah, I guess so.
Knuckles strapped cinder blocks to his fists. And
ugh.
Eggman wanted to really buy this fucking comic book so he could jerk off to it.
I noticed he's they fucking reused that that alarm clock a couple times. I saw it around the episode a lot.
It was just sitting around everywhere.
Maybe somebody there was like trying to give like a maybe he strategically put the minutes and the seconds and the hours, the minutes and the seconds, and that if you put them all together it would reveal some kind of latitude and longitude to help them escape from their dark compound where Trueheart keeps them captive. Fucking Eric Trueheart.
Fucking Trueheart and Herzog.
Oh, Herzog, Trueheart. These two fuckers. The reign of evil. The men and women they've trapped in their dark compound. We're coming to save you. Don't worry, guys.
Don't worry.
We're going to be heroes. Like this toot of the week, right?
Yes. Alan? Yes, this toot. I've got a crazy toot this week. I don't know how to feel about this toot, actually.
Oof.
Okay, it is Cruise. So K-R-U-I-Z-E, the hedgehog. Or not K, C-R. U-I-Z-E.
C-R-U-I-Z-E. The Hedgehog.
Does he look like Tom Cruise, any?
No. Tell me what he looks like in your mind's eye first.
My first thought was Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible franchise.
What about you, Ravi?
Boy. Does he... I don't know. Like, does he have some sort of... Like, I don't know. He seems like some dude who... Like, a guy who would have, like a scar that is unexplained.
Yes.
Wow! Oh,
Jesus Christ. That's all I
got. Yeah, you've got it. Okay. So here is the link.
Oof. Let's check this out.
Oh my god, I was right. Oh shit.
What he was... So his alignment is crazy good. He's male. His sword is called the Dew Katana. It's green, like Mountain Dew.
of course.
His other weapon is his gun called Skull Geyser.
It's like the boner gun from... From, the damn.
He has like a mixtape.
He's also got a mixtape, which is just a mixtape. He's purple. He has a trench coat.
Is a mixtape artist.
He looks like SBO.
He looks like SBO, but a hedgehog, and he has a green Mountain Dew colored katana. Why is
his
gun?
His shoes says Andy on it.
Yeah, from Toy Story. What the fuck? What the fuck is going on here? This is wild.
His girlfriend is Melissa. Eucalyptus the dinosaur is his homeboy. Illuminato is his rival.
Is Illuminato on here?
He likes Corey in the house. Money.
Yeah, I agree.
His super hot GF.
Yeah,
His motorcycle, brick walls, hedgehogs, his gun.
I love my super hot girlfriend sexy star too.
Illuminato is not on the wiki, by the way.
He was raised in Detroit, Mexico. He often had to avoid the drug rings to survive. One day, heading home from school, the Beaver Mafia injected him with special drugs to hide them away from the police. The drugs caused his brain cells to multiply by 1.2.
We need to get this heroin, so we're going to put so much heroin in this person that their blood turns into heroin.
This is basically the plot of
Limitless. This.
That's so fucking metal, though. You extract his blood, and then people are shooting up his blood. Fucking cool.
And he gained extreme dexterity and agility. He beat up the Beaver Mafia and went to their HQ. He went on to become Southern Mexico's vigilante hero. At the age of 22, he met his soon-to-be girlfriend, Melissa, who crafted him the Dew Katana, a sword with enough energy to power the world. In a mission to overthrow the New Mexico government order, he managed to steam the Skull Geyser. The Skull Geyser is known for its rarity and excellent magical properties. During a raid on New Jersey... Cruz ran into Eucalyptus the dinosaur. Impressed by his skills and fighting techniques, they became friends. During his early vigilante years, he ran across a strange hedgehog so many times he decided to look further into it. He followed the hedgehog to his hiding place, where he was found out that the hedgehog was planning to nuke the city of Turnpike. He charged at him, but was caught midair by his telekinetic powers. He revealed himself as Illuminato and had the ability to control things with his mind. He fled, and they two have been fighting ever since.
You gotta look at Eucalyptus, by the way.
Eucalyptus, hold on. Cruz is an insane hedgehog who does anything by any means. He is hot-headed, a loose cannon, and won't stop until the job is done. He doesn't possess super speed, but he's great at reacting quickly. He can adapt to situations quickly to get his job done. Only look at Eucalyptus.
Holy shit.
Eucalyptus.
It's my character. It's me.
It is. He's 66 million years old. He has a basketball.
He hates memes.
He hates memes.
He's pretty good.
He loves to dunk.
He hates memes.
Wow.
Whoa. memes, evil, and jelly. He's good at dunking, layup, shooting lasers, flying, looking good. He's stupid. He doesn't think very much, but he's very kind.
I think what we can draw from this too is that specificity is the key, including New Jersey,
New Turnpike, Detroit, Mexico,
the city of
Detroit,
Mexico.
It sounds like a person who was trapped in a tank and only given Sonic games to survive. Which probably is a great existence, but also shields you from a dark world.
Eucalyptus's likes: basketball, fighting evil, pina coladas, all 10 seasons of Friends.
Who actually likes pina coladas?
I like pina coladas and getting trapped, lost in the rain.
So you wanna fuck another lady is what you're trying to say? But it turns out, your own wife.
Yeah, it's about cucking.
Yes.
And that's kind of the ultimate. That's kind of like a reverse cuck, by which I mean it's the opposite of infidelity.
How fucked up would that be if you were like, I'm gonna cuck my wife with this woman who's gonna randomly show up, and then it turns out there's no cucking ability. Like, does that mean just one of you is going to masturbate in a closet and the other isn't? Like, what?
No, that's cuck denial. That's cuck denial. It's just a normal...
It's just a normal relationship.
This is all over the place.
Yeah. Cuck denial.
Anyway, do you want to keep moving?
Yeah, I guess it's time for fan questions now.
Oh, well, I think we practically had to beg this week.
We did have to beg this week. And we only got two questions.
We kind of got more than that. We've got three.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. Cool.
You want me to drop it?
Yeah. What's the other question that's not on
here? The other question that's on here is, why are the Cubs losing the big game?
Who's that?
Breaderbees. Friend of the show, Breaderbees.
Is there a baseball game?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the big baseball game. Come on, buddy.
Is it the World Series right now?
Yeah, no, it's the playoffs.
It's the playoffs. It's not the World Series.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's not the big game.
I don't know what the playoff is. Is it where they, like, grab the baseball bat and, like, pretend to jerk it off and they're, like,
Yeah. Okay. But they all wear ninja masks. It's really wild.
It's cool. It's basically like the Darby the Gamer.
Like that they're trying to get things exciting again. You know what I mean? Like, baseball kind of lost its luster. They refused to do the slow-mo cam. And now they're trying to introduce new tech, like masks for masturbating. Back in the day,
masturbation masks. They're VR. But see, they've got VR goggles inside.
It gives
the masks
a sense of mystery.
So the dudes can watch their hentai.
And if a guy jizzes three times in a single night, Domino's gives everybody a free pizza. It gives the first 175,000 people a free pizza.
Yeah, it's called it's the no nut. He has no more nut left, so that means we all get pizza.
What's his ball sacks shriveled up and dry as a raisin?
Yes,
then truly. Then you get the free pizza.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. And usually, so take that fucking Pizza Hut with your internet-based masturbatory, pizzas. They're based off of internet personalities. What if they started making ASMR pizzas?
How would that even work?
They whisper to you.
Yeah, like they put a little speaker in the box and it whispers and like
Box, I get it.
Yeah, speaker box and the love below.
And the Zaw below, yeah.
Big Boy presents an ASMR album. Think about it.
I'd listen to that.
Big Grams, Big Gray Gram SMR. Damn it, I can't do it. I can't do this anymore, guys. I gotta leave. No, that's a joke. Anyway. What's our next question?
Gabe asked, friend of the show Gabe, who in the game Grumps is cucking who?
Wouldn't you say that JonTron is cucking all of them?
Who's JonTron?
JonTron has never cucked anybody before.
He's the cucky. He's being cucked.
He's a cucky, yeah. That's what we call. That's what they called me in high school was cucky.
Oh, the cucky finster.
Cucky finster.
Cucky Findom. Cucky Findom. Cucky Findom.
Yeah, Alan, Cucky, can you change Findom. Your name to Cucky,
Cucky Findom. Cucky Findom. That's why. Hold on. I'm going to type Cucky Findom into every chat I'm part of.
You should check up. Okay. I'm going to go see how much that. Is there. What? How much do you think Finny Cuckdom would be on GoDaddy?
That's a good question. Oh, man.
Cucky Findom. My bad.
This is a segment of the show where you go on GoDaddy and look up funny URLs, right?
Yeah, I guess. No, we're not going to do that. Yeah, I don't know, Gabe. I don't watch enough Game Grumps. Probably Danny.
Ross, probably.
And Aaron would have to scream and it'd be annoying. And then a reminder that we for some reason we accept garbage because we play video games and we want to watch people play video games. Whatever.
Whatever. I don't understand it.
I don't get it. They'll get you, Game Grumps. Aaron, if you want to come on the if Aaron was nice to me on Twitter, though, I would change my tune in a heartbeat.
Is he mean to you on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't even know if he uses Twitter or not. If you're nice to me on Twitter, my opinion of you changes a lot. Oh, unlike Seth Boyer, who was mean to me on Twitter. And ever since then, he's been fucking the bane of my existence. He's a constant reminder why I'm a miserable
Even though he's fuck. A nice guy.
He is not a nice guy. He was mean to me on Twitter once. About something I don't even remember, and ever since then,
the PBS idea man was nice to you once, and then he agreed to your stupid
joke. Seth Boyer,
joke.
This is how deep in the shit you are. You're worse than the PBS idea man.
What does Seth Boyer have to teach us about wearable technology and gender roles, though?
Kill.
What this one man's All-Star cover has to tell us about wearable technology?
That was good. I like that.
I'm gonna kill.
That was a pretty good cover, actually.
I'm gonna kill that guy in a rap battle, not physically.
God damn it. My brother asked, is Robin a real person or just someone fabricated from Russ's lonely mind?
Oh, completely.
I
want to
say they're real because.
Are you sure?
Who else is going to give a shit about her boys? I don't know.
100% made up. Made up.
Robin's my daughter, though.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, Alan, that mom thing is mostly a fantasy.
No, it's true, though.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know.
I'm a mom.
You know
spirit.
What you can't find online? That one quote from the final chapter of Metal Gear Solid 5. I want to quote it all the time, but I can't remember. It's
which
like,
one?
All preconceptions are illusions or something. So it's like a Christopher Nolan dialogue, but badass and good.
But good. So, like, not like Christopher Nolan dialogue.
Yes, yeah.
You know, you ever talked about how the Batman movies are kind of rip-offs of Metal Gear Solid because at one point he Fultons himself?
Yep, that's yeah. True. Mm-hmm.
It's a ripoff. Fuck that. Fuck the Dark Knight.
Fuck you, Dark Knight. Go into a fucking corner and die.
There was that part in the Dark Knight where the guy has a bomb inside of his stomach, too.
And the part where he was in a coma for 9 years. That was weird.
Yeah, that happened, too. Yeah. The part where he had shrapnel stuck in his head.
And then he came back and Skullface was there.
Yeah. And the part where Skullface was like, hey, what happens if I take off your mask? He says, it would hurt you, or whatever, and then he punches the guy out of a plane or whatever the fuck happens in Dark Knight.
And also the part where they made Anne Hathaway wear a bikini because her character could only breathe through her skin.
Yeah, and
yeah, that was weird.
I was like, okay.
Okay, right, Anne Hathaway. That's fine. Sure. Whatever.
Sure, I guess. I don't, yeah.
Okay.
And thus the day was saved.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks
anyway,
a lot.
And I think that is that it? We got
I
one
guess
more,
that's
right?
It.
Is that, what is it?
Do we have any more questions?
Do we have any more?
I think my friend Jeremy said we should play Corpse Party, but I probably won't because I don't have a PSP or a Vita. And I don't
that's
really want to play
that's
it.
Not a question, it's more of a suggestion.
I guess suggestions are questions in their own way because you ask yourself, why did you ask that?
Me and
you
Alan
ask yourself,
have
why
Vitas,
am I talking
right?
to Russ? Yeah, I've got Vita.
But you guys aren't weeaboo fucks.
No.
I can't, no. Russ, you've seen my figure collection.
I've seen you turn into a monster, and I want to stop it here and now.
I think I might be more anime than you are, Russ, now.
Yeah, that's true. I've barely watched any. I think I've watched less anime than Alan lately, honestly. Like I watched
another Peeping Life.
I pay for Crunchyroll, and I feel like I'm not really getting my money's worth. It's a great service.
I watched all that Gatchaman, man.
I'm not going to finish Gatchaman ever.
Yeah, you're a monster.
Care. They're like, I'm so excited about life, and they're happy. I'm just like, fuck
so
you, I live in misery.
How did you even watch Wakako Zake? How did you even...
Because that's like it's a little sad, because it's like, you know, it's gonna be like, it's like, you know, as fun as these times are, someday it's gonna have to change, you know?
No, it's not
no,
sad at all.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I ate that big sandwich, and I went, pshoo, today, and I'm like, oh, man.
Wakako's.
Yeah.
I just think, also, Wakako's incredibly sexy. Undeniably sexy.
Those
beautiful
eyes. Beautiful eyes.
Undeniably sexy.
Keep your eyes off her. She's mine.
We'll let her decide.
That's true.
Yeah.
She's strong and independent. If you fucking Russ seems like the kind of guy that eats rice with his fucking salmon though.
Yeah, that's true. She got me there. You got me there.
Russ is like, oh, I like rice. It's Hanayo rice time. And then she like fucking throws her drink in your face.
And then proceeds to put the rice up my butt. Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, no, it's very sexy.
Hatsune Mike is in a bad place right now. I'm feeling low. I'm feeling pretty... This Put episode's really dragged me down.
Put on the wig, Russ.
Okay, it's on, baby.
Okay. Oh, that's your bad man. That's your bad man, Mike.
my ears.
Bad man, boys.
Rick the bad man. Rick, I'm Rick a very bad man.
I hate Rick the bad man.
I'm a bad man, and I'm going to do something bad to you, motherfucker.
I hate him.
I hate him. I hate
when mouse, I'm done with you, you're not going to be able to eat another ass again, Robbie.
Oh, man.
Can you No ass man. For you, dumb shit.
Can you change Rick back? Very...
No, totally this is me forever, and the podcast isn't going to end.
Ugh, I hate this.
You're going to die, and then I'm on your grave, I'm going to write, piss on me.
I hate Rick the bad
for
man.
For all eternity, you will be pissed upon.
I'll be dead, so I'm
and there will
care.
Be nothing to stop you. Oh, but by the way, you're going to be buried in a casket and still, like, live in a... I'm going to trap you like the Patriots and Big Boss.
You're going to put me in a... You're going to lock away my consciousness
in
with
this? In a nanomachine, yes. And you're only going to be conscious enough to realize you're being pissed on for all eternity.
Oh, man. But wait, but Big Boss, his consciousness wasn't really locked away for that long because it was a body double.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean like Solidus right at the end of Metal Gear Solid 4 because that was... That was his comatose body, and then that, they revived. Well,
like they had both under comatose.
I guess
right?
He was comatose for a while, and then they took Solidus's body parts and then revived him. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of iffy. I don't know how long he was actually awake for. How did he live that long anyway? Wasn't he an atomic test subject? He's like a
he's
million.
Just
years
so
old.
Fucking tough.
He's just really so tough. You guys ever play? You guys ever play Final Fantasy 13?
No, well, no. I did. I played a lot of Final Fantasy XIII, and I put the first 30 hours in, hit a boss that was too tough to beat without grinding, and I said, fuck this game.
Russ, you know that part where the mom says that moms are tough?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm into this now.
She says that moms are tough and then immediately dies. It's very good.
I remember there was a lot of hype for Lightning for being the hottest video game character ever. I'm going to disagree.
There's a mom in that game, so that can't be true.
She's not made by Capcom, so of course
she
disagrees.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there any good Capcom moms? Cap moms?
Cap moms.
Oh my gosh. Isn't Viper a mom?
Is Viper a mom?
Viper sounds good because, one, she's got a snake-themed name. Two, if she's a mom.
Let me look it up. Is Viper Street Fighter? Okay, see Viper.
Siri, is Viper a mom?
She's pretty fucking good. I forget about how good Viper is. She's top tier.
I'm not a big Viper fan.
What? You don't like... Is she a mom?
Is she a mom?
Mother.
Siri, is Viper a mom?
She is shown to be a loving
I'm
mother.
I don't know the answer to that, Alan.
Oh, shit.
She was a 20-year-old single mother.
Damn, I'm into it.
She's great. She's top tier. Fuck.
Is Rainbow Micah a mom?
Siri, no, where can I find some single moms near me?
You want
some
mom?
What kind of businesses are you looking for?
Oh, okay. Who's DTF?
Alan, I'm not permitted to do that for you.
Oh,
my
no.
apologies.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm not gonna lie. This is a bit from 2008, talking to Suri on a podcast. But you know what? Keep it alive.
Look, you got it's a throwback. It's only millennials will remember this.
It's a tribute.
Tribute. Mm-hmm. Homage.
I had no clue that Karin and Rainbow Miko were rivals. I'm on the Street Fighter Wiki right
Why
now.
Why are we doing this still?
I really love the Why girls are we... of Capcom.
Hey guys,
if
I got.
Anybody knows any Capcom character designers? Can you make
Hatsune Mike real?
Can you turn Hatsune Mike into a real fighter?
I got another question for you guys.
Mm-hmm. One last question. We got after this. It's over. Plugs.
Why are we still doing this?
Why are question. We still here just to suffer? Every night, I feel our old short podcasts that were 45 minutes, the editing times that came with it, the comrades I've lost. I'm going to make them give back our past.
I know you can feel it too.
I know you can feel it too. Oh, anyway, that's it. Is this it?
That's it.
Check me out, twitter.com, pissgoblin.
Loves to gobble piss.
Loves to gobble piss. That's me. I have a public access TV show. You should make it a big hit so I can sell t-shirts and become famous. And that's about it. Yeah. Alan?
Yeah. Action Alan on Twitter. You can follow the show at HogcastSD on Twitter.
I should probably mention it's the Public Access Archival Project. Really, really funny or not.
It's good. I like it.
It's good. Yeah, I like it. It's pretty good. I was confused that there was a guy who said his name was Russ, but he wasn't Russ. It was some other guy. And he was more likable.
It's a little confusing. Chris is a nice guy. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to Chris. I want to give a quick plug real quick to Chris, who said he actually tried listening to a Hogcast episode and then gave up 5 minutes in because he didn't get it.
That's good.
That's okay. That makes sense.
Which episode was it?
Hold on. I think it was episode 2, actually.
Well, that's a bad one.
Yeah, that was a very good one.
You should have told him to listen to the one where we got high and talked about Wolverine's genitals.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Or the armpit one.
The armpit one's good.
Or one of the Lenore ones. I don't know. People Lenore like those.
I think that's going to need some coaxing into because of a little bit of an audio issue.
A little bit of an audio issue, and also you need some briefing on, well, just how gay she is.
The Fury of the Yuri.
Yes.
The Fury of the Yuri. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alan, any plugs?
So follow the Hog... subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever. All your favorite services. SoundCloud, we don't have one of those anymore, but...
All your favorite cervixes.
Oh my... Okay, you said cervix in a weird way.
I heard cervix, yeah.
I said cervixes. I thought that would be the plural.
It's cervices. Not. It's cervices.
Anyway.
Ugh,
like matrices.
I Google image services and it's pretty good.
Jesus Christ. Isn't that a bad guy from Destiny, though?
It should be.
I'm the only one who plays Destiny.
Anybody who plays Destiny is afraid of cervixes like, in the first place. So I think
What's the name of that new expansion, Robbie?
I don't know if Sox Mahoney even listens to our podcast the Taken still,
King.
But...
Yeah, isn't it Cervix the Taken King?
It's Cervix the Taken King.
Are you implying that Destiny is the new Ratchet and Clank and every single name is something horny?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man. The Cucking King.
Oh, man, I'm looking at some cervixes now. Holy shit. King.
Yes. Anyway, yeah, one of these Robbie, pictures... do you have any plugs?
Hold on, before Robbie plugs
besides
something.
Besides the beauty of the human anatomy.
Before Robbie plugs this, one of the pictures is the chef that does that's a spicy meatball thing doing the okay sign. One of the images when I typed in services is that cartoon chef.
good shit.
Pretty good.
God damn.
Fuck.
But yeah, I'm Robbie Noboske on Twitter. I also host a basketball podcast with two trash men called B-Ball Adventure, and I play video games at Duo Run also, so that's a thing. If you don't like Game Grumps, watch me instead.
Is there how much cucking is
throughout all of them? A lot.
So much.
I mean, it's not really a lot because it's you and your girlfriend, so it can't. Yeah. It can't. By definition, it can't be very much cucking happening.
Maybe they're cucking the character on screen.
Yeah,
that's true. Yes.
This is like the only Let's Play that's not. It's on Pornhub.
That's the thing that showed up when I typed in services.
I hate that, Alan.
It's really good.
Anyway,
that's a new album art.
I'm gonna say it here now, unless you guys have something else to say.
I think we're good.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.